It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Wiki wiki, yeah.
Giggity giggity.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show starts now.
And away we go.
Good morning. Today is Tuesday, January 6, 2015. Yes, 2015. And this is the Kid Craddock Morning Show on National Bean Day. A few years back, be celebrating National Bean Day.
I
went through a phase that I was bringing a crock pot of beans up in here every single week. I put everything in them.
When's the last time you cooked beans, Al?
That was probably about 2 years.
Yeah.
To my right is Kelly Raspberry.
Unbeknownst to the audience this morning, we've already done an entire show off the air. Do you not feel like we've already done a complete... We've talked so much off the air. I don't think we have anything left to talk about on the air.
We should just go home.
That was the pre-show, Kelly.
That was pretty good.
That was just calisthenics.
Y'all missed some good stuff.
Here's JC.
Today is the biggest release of the year.
Really?
Yeah, Big Al Mac.
Uh-huh.
So it's Let me guess.
The greatest trilogy of all time has released its second book today.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about...
It's not really a trilogy if there's only two.
Well, there's going to be a third book.
Well...
Okay. It's a trilogy, yeah. So there needs to be a second before the third.
Well, sure, but can you call
I'm
it
talking about...
It's the second of a trilogy.
Okay, all right.
My best friend, Pierce Brown, came out with a second book called Golden Sun out of the Red Rising trilogy.
Is this the one you got an advanced copy of?
Yeah.
Hmm. All right.
I got an advanced copy. It wasn't even...
It still had mistakes,
corrected,
right?
And stuff. Yeah.
Here is Jenna.
I had my first American Girl doll store experience.
Yeah.
Oh, ooh. Man. I haven't done that yet.
Oh, my God.
Really? I've never been in one
really?
Of these stores. I've never, ever been in one of these stores.
I should have known. Yeah. I've heard that it's overwhelming.
Is it like a choo-choo-choo-choo's toy
like,
store?
It's a... It's, you know, nice dolls, and yeah. It's like its own it's its own country. It's its own department store, and I should have known when I encountered a woman in the mall and was asking her the best way to get there, and she had a big bag. She's turned to me and said, good luck in there.
Yeah.
Wow.
How do I avoid doing that with my daughter when the time comes?
I avoided it for many, many years.
Yeah.
But then an outside influence entered the picture and gifted her with one.
Okay.
And then my nightmare began.
So I just have to ban it from my friends.
Well, I mean,
it's
you can put it out there.
It's not a bad thing.
No, it's
just
a wonderful thing.
It's an incredible thing to see.
An expensive venture.
And definitely don't take a little girl in there when she says she just wants a dress when she doesn't actually have the doll that looks like her.
Got it.
Because you're in for a lot.
Really?
It's fun, even for me as an adult. It's so fun because everything is miniaturized.
Uh-huh. Like for an adult woman,
yeah. it's so fun. It takes you back to your childhood.
Yeah,
and all
right.
These dolls, they have lovely stories and books that go with them.
Yes.
So they're educational. They teach you life lessons. They teach you about other cultures from other eras. And it's wonderful. But they have like little backpacks filled with tiny little pencils and little plates with ice cream and stuff. And it's like you get so caught up in
little shin guards if you buy the soccer outfit.
They are so inclusive in there. They have American Girl doll wheelchairs.
Yeah.
They have American Girl dolls with glasses.
There's one that looks like you.
Or a dog assistants, you know.
I assume they have one,
like,
a black one.
They have black ones. They
multiple.
Have ones. Yeah, you can match your hair, your skin color, everything.
It's like Build-A-Bear.
I think I counted, looking through the glass, trying to find the one that looked just like my half-sister Lucy. It was her birthday also.
Yeah.
Almost 60 different varieties.
Wow.
Do they have dudes?
No, it's American Girl doll.
The Bitty Baby, I guess, is maybe unisexual.
Okay.
Because they don't really... they're all dresses.
Oh,
I don't think there are any Bitty Boys. Are there Bitty Boys?
I didn't see any Bitty Boys, but
bitty
it was
boys.
Crowded. I remember asking a male employee in there. I'm like, hey, where's the bistro? We're hungry. And he goes,
good luck.
Hold on.
No, he goes...
Hold on.
I don't know.
A bistro.
A bistro.
Yeah, you go
store.
Upstairs, that's and they uppity. Have a restaurant where you can have an American Girl birthday.
JC, I walk upstairs.
Okay.
I walk upstairs to have a snack. There's a bistro, right? I see a line of dads who look like they've just come back from war in line at the hair bar.
Wow.
So the dog,
there's a hair bar.
If you forget to bring your own doll to dine with you,
Bad
they
name.
Have dolls behind the counter. that they will give to you, and you walk in and you see these tea parties going on, or just regular lunch, whatever. There's many high chairs for the little dolls to sit, and they bring your dolls drinks.
It's complete fantasy. Hold on, I heard a rumor. Believe.
You have to buy the doll the food. Is that true?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, bad name for a
bar. That's why it's
a
rumor.
But they do. They have a hair salon for the dolls.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, you know, when girls play with them too hard, their hair gets matted or something.
Yeah.
And I watched them do it one time. It's just water. They squirt water on it and comb it out. I could do that.
Yeah.
I don't want to. So I'll pay him $15 to comb my doll's hair.
I'll say, seeing dads in there, there's something so hot about a dad.
Yeah, sure.
I know, right?
I get that.
I'm telling you, I was so turned on at JC's daughter's birthday party. It's crazy.
I don't know what it is.
I had a new shirt.
Really, wow. I mean, there's good dads that don't take their daughter to that store, but seeing those dads in there, even though they look really beat down by it, like, wow, you're a this is.
That's a good dad.
It's a good dad deed right
there. Like at JC's daughter's birthday party, there were all these dads there, and the wives couldn't come for whatever reason, so dad brought the kids. I'm like, that is so hot.
I'm telling you.
It's so hot.
That could be the new stakeout.
Rent a kid.
My daughter's into Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles right now, so she plays with me and my son.
That's cool.
So I like that.
Rent a kid.
Yeah, I was just different when I was little because, I mean, I liked some Barbies, but then I would cut all their hair off and take all their clothes off and take them apart and do weird stuff.
Yeah.
Just wasn't super girly. Now you can buy the same outfit as your doll.
You have a single mama doll?
Well, they're girls.
Baby mama.
They're all girls. So they're not moms yet.
Oh, okay.
It's not like Barbie or anything.
Gotcha.
Well, let's catch.
Has a couple of the matching outfits thanks to a certain Auntie Crazy.
Ah.
Let's catch up with our good friend, Big Al Mack, who had a very rough day.
My day's fine. My day was fine.
Oh, we will replay the drama that went down with Big Al Mack. Your truck. Your beautiful purple truck.
Had a purple truck. Purple rain. Purple rain.
Cars. Multiple cars stolen.
Oh.
A truck wrecked.
Oh, boy.
Truck wrecked. All for a good cause.
All for a greater good.
It was meant to be for a good cause.
All for a greater good. Jason.
And unfortunately, your truck suffered, Big Al Mack.
Yeah,
we will.
So
how you doing?
Changing the subject.
Yeah.
So, I got to tell y'all this.
Oh, you are?
I forgot to tell you yesterday.
Oh, what?
I witnessed a murder of sorts over the weekend.
Okay, that's probably.
You can't say that.
Really dramatic.
If there's.
Okay, check it out. So, you know, I've got this big fish aquarium, right? This huge fish aquarium.
Oh, you have turtles
animal
in it, right?
I've got this one was fish and one was turtle.
Oh, there's two different ones.
Side.
Okay.
So, anyway. So I noticed, I was telling somebody, I was like, you know what, it seems like I have fewer fish in the fish aquarium. Because at one time, it seemed like I had like 20, and I wasn't just counting, but it seemed like it was 20-ish.
Wouldn't you want to keep track of how many fish you have in there?
Well, I mean,
hire people to do it.
I feed them every week myself. And so, you know, I was like, yeah, I go get feeder fish at the pet store, because some of the fish are kind of big. And so I put a few flakes in there for the smaller of the bigger fish, and then I put some feeder guppies in there. You get them, they're really cheap at the fish store, like 10 for $2.
Do you feel a little tinge of guilt buying fish just to be?
I do.
Yeah, like I fed turkey to a turkey once, and I'm like, that's wrong.
I do. I mean, but that's what they're for.
I know, it's the law of life, but I just still would feel guilty.
I do. It's the law of the ocean, though. Big stuff eats small stuff. Anyway, so I was like, let me buy a few more fish to put in the fish aquarium, because it looks like, I don't know where, if they're jumping out or what. Anyway.
It needs to be more populated.
Yeah. So I go and I'm looking at the fish and I see these fish called Oscars. I don't know if you're familiar
with
Oscars.
Oh, I love those. Yes,
and,
I do know those.
And I get some and
they look kind of like grumpy fish.
Yeah, and they grow into kind of large fish, but these were probably 3 inches long. And so I bought three of them. They're $17 each.
Mm. For the Oscars?
So, yeah, they're expensive
fish.
Yeah,
they're cool fish.
Yeah.
So I buy these three fish and I put them in the plastic bag in the fish aquarium that I have, and then I also have my bag of guppies, like 50 guppies. I'm gonna feed them all at the same time. They're
bubble fine. Guppies?
Yeah.
So 50 I leave the little guppy lives.
Yeah. So I leave the Oscars in the little plastic bag for a little while so the water can be the same temperature and whatnot. So then I open up the bag of Oscars and I let them swim. You know, I'm like, hey, here's your new home. You know, welcome. These are the other fish. And they're like, wow, this is
cool.
Gosh,
they're at the mat.
This is so good. Yeah. This is cool.
We ended up at a sports bar. Our lives suck.
And they're swimming around because now they're in a big aquarium instead of the little one at the pet store.
We could have been at Floyd Mayweather's mansion in Vegas, but instead we're at the mat.
As I'm opening the bag of guppies, that's how long they were in there, my lobster.
You have a lobster?
I have one lobster.
Are you serving sushi?
What's his name?
Louie. He's probably about 6 or so inches long, I guess.
He's a baby lobster?
It's a baby lobster. It's not a big lobster. He hides. He doesn't come out until it's dark or whatever, but he knows when it's fish time, when it's feeding time, because he hears the fish or whatever. I don't know if it's
yeah.
So he's like, oh, wow, this about to be on. Because when I'm about to feed them, all the fish are like swimming around crazy. They see the bag of guppies.
So
the lobster comes out and grabs an Oscar.
No.
Seriously, this fish is 2 or 3 inches.
Awesome.
He grabs it.
With the claw?
With the claw.
Pinch.
And then he like scurries back into his little lobster hole.
Backs it up.
I was like, is this, I'm beating on the
it's
side
like
of the
National
aquarium.
Geographic right
yes.
there in your bar.
I'm like, I'm beating on the side of the aquarium. Hey, don't do that.
I'm that's sure not, that's the way to handle that.
$17
I don't know
dinner?
What else to do? I'm serious. He grabbed it and disappeared. Because there's, you know, rocks and stuff in it. And so then about, I'm feeding the fish now. I'm like, what? I know just what just happened, but the fish comes out, and the lobster had, like, snatched his tail off so that he couldn't swim around.
Oh, he survived it.
He maimed it?
He maimed it, like dolphin's tail. He maimed it so he couldn't get away. So now he's just over there chilling, like.
Waiting to be eaten.
I'll just get you whenever I want to now because you can't go anywhere. Oh, Kelly.
Al, save Oscar.
It was the.
What did
it
he
was,
do?
Pull him out there no, and, like, get him.
He went and grabbed him, like. 2 or 3 minutes later, it's just like nibbling. Like,
duct tape or something, so he has something.
He's just snapping.
It was
on.
Terrible.
Oh, my soul. You have to get rid of that fish tank. I couldn't be a part of that.
My
it's
God.
Carnage. Jeez.
He's okay with the other little guppies. But
isn't that funny?
It's because it was $17?
No, isn't that funny? I'm okay
it's
with
bigger?
The guppies. I don't know. I don't really think a lot about the guppies.
Oh, I can't wait for PETA to come down
pretty
here.
Pretty Oscar fish in there. And
but
I'm
why
like,
would it not do the other fish? Why just
well,
the Oscar?
It was
the
just what he could catch.
Big?
It was just what he could catch. I mean, that's what they're bottom feeders. They just get what they can get.
I mean, it's Oscar's fault for getting close.
Yeah.
No, that lobster ordered fish fillet.
I'm just so disheartened by that.
I know.
Jeez, Al.
Well,
we start the morning off with a sad
when,
story.
I feel better when we talk about your girlfriend's nudie shoot later.
An hour from now. We will replay what we talked about yesterday because we can't. We just need to play what we played yesterday.
That'll
late in the
make
show.
Happy again.
Not a nudie shoot.
And then we have a special.
Old and looking good.
We have a special interview.
Great.
With the man who was witnessing the photo shoot. Al!
What?
We're on Kid TV. Do not use that finger.
Did you do anything?
Kid TV caught it too.
Al Mack.
Did you do anything?
At Kelly Raspberry. Poor little virgin Kelly Raspberry over there.
Y'all just trying
to what you can use to describe me.
Sorry.
Lots to get to today in the Hizzywood Hizzle. Eminem being sued.
Whoa.
For being a thief. We all knew it. Come on. I'm kidding.
A thief?
I don't know. We'll find out. Anyway, details on a huge celebrity wedding that took place last night. What a surprise. And guess which famous baby arrived a little early? These stories and more coming up next in the Hizzywood Hizzle.
Actors, actresses, musicians, and even reality stars. Get your gossip next with the Hizzywood Hizzle on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.